Thank you, Madam Chair. And would say that I'm very proud to be on this committee. Missouri's had a long history of service on this committee and look forward to working with all my fellow committee members. As you know, there's been a lot of discussion of China, and rightfully so. And as part of their ambition to project power across the world, they have been more aggressive in building military bases and partnerships with countries like Sri Lanka and the Solomon Islands, Cambodia. And a lot of Chinese firms now own and operate assets in 96 ports in 53 countries, all of which can be used to establish logistics and intelligence networks and strategic locations, enabling China to project its power globally. This network poses significant threats to the United States and our allies. There's no doubt about that, particularly if China can cut off access that our military needs during difficult times or times of conflict. I guess, Mr. Zakim, maybe direct this to you initially, because I don't have a ton of time. I want to get through at least a couple of questions. What specific actions should the Department of Defense undertake to ensure that China does not gain further access to ports throughout the world, especially in the South China Sea?